The NFL Scouting Combine is in the book, so we want to recap who really helped their draft stock here in Indianapolis. And I'm pleased to be joined here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com by none other than Tony Pauline from DraftInsider.net. And Tony, we might as well go to the top of the draft, the quarterback position, and Jameis Winston. Did he pretty much cement that he will be the number one overall pick with his performance in Indy?
I don't know that he did that, but he helped his cause without a doubt. I mean, he was on the money with all, on the mark with all of his throws when he threw on Saturday. The deep throws, he was able to drive the ball down the field, and hit receivers in stride. The crossing patterns, the outs, receivers were not waiting on the ball. He put touch on his throws. It was not just he was accurate. He put the ball in front of receivers, and he didn't have them twisting in the wind to come down and make the reception. So I think Winston really had a terrific throwing workout at the combine.
And how difficult is that? Because a lot of quarterbacks don't want to throw at the combine because of the fact that it's receivers that they're not familiar with. So does that make his performance that much more impressive?
Absolutely. When you can come to the combine and have a workout like he did, like you said, receivers that basically he just met a couple days ago in a foreign environment because he's never thrown at Lucas Oil Stadium, that bodes well for his draft stock and his bid to be the first selection in the April draft.
Now, one player who is expected or could potentially be the number one receiver taken, Kevin White from West Virginia. You knew about the size. You heard about the athleticism. He had the production while he was down there at West Virginia. But how did he do performance-wise to help his cause?
Yeah, the combine is about expectations. You come in here with expectations. And you improve your draft stock by exceeding expectations. And that's what Kevin White did. You know, people thought of him as a 4.45 type of 40, 4.5 guy. Came and ran a 4.35, which is much faster than I think anyone would have ever predicted. So, like you said, you've got the size, you got the athleticism, he's got reliable hands, and he's a strong guy. Now you add the element of speed, the ability to basically get vertical. It's a matter of translating that 4.35 speed onto the football field when he's got pads on, but you know he can do it. So that really improved his draft stock.
Tony, you talk about expectations, and Philip Dorsett from Miami came into Indianapolis. A lot of people said that he was the fastest man here at the NFL Scouting Combine. Is he one of the players who did enough to help his stock and to kind of make himself a little bit more money up in the draft?
I believe so. He ran in the low 4.3s, but I think what he did was he ran excellent routes and he held on to the ball. Philip Dorsett has had a knock for dropping passes. You know, go back to what we said about the quarterbacks. You know, he's getting the ball delivered to him from a quarterback he's never worked with in the past. And he did a good job coming out of his routes, positioning himself to make the reception and basically holding on to the ball, which has been a knock on him. I think Dorsett has really solidified himself as a top 75 pick. And people are now going to think, well, maybe he can grow from being a third receiver on an NFL roster to a number two man at the position.
Okay, so we talked about Jameis Winston. We talked about two of the prolific receivers. How about Marcus Mariota? The Heisman winner took Oregon to the national championship game. You know, it was basically him and Winston. He and Winston right. were battling for that, you know, top quarterback spot. How did Mariota perform?
Very well. I just think that Winston performed better. I mean, when you look at the testing marks, the 40 time, the vertical time, and everything else, Mariota was much better than Jameis Winston. Ran faster, jumped higher. He was also accurate with his passes. He also showed an NFL arm. I think what the difference is where Winston didn't miss on his throws, Mariota missed occasionally, especially on some of those outs and even the deep outs, which kind of, when you pair them up, you know, Winston had the higher percentage as far as hitting his receivers in stride and being accurate where, you know, Mariota, if Winston was a 300 hitter, maybe Mariota was a 297 hitter at the combine. So slightly a little bit behind.
A little bit difference there. Now, the other receiver who's in a conversation to be the number one receiver, Amari Cooper from Alabama, Heisman finalist this past season, a workhorse in that offense. How do you think he did to help his stock?
I think it's the comparisons between what I just made between Winston and Mariota are the same for Cooper and Kevin White. I mean, Cooper was just slightly slower than Kevin White, ran the low 4.4s, but had an exceptional pass-catching workout. He probably ran better routes than White. He looked smoother. He was more fluid. He snatches the ball from the air. You can hear the pop. It was just a lot of things to like, but Kevin White was bigger. And he was slightly faster, which I think may put him ahead on draft boards at the receiver position.
Tony Pauline always brings the pop when he brings his draft analysis to us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.